Crouch through traffic to Douglas. The right foot slider might have put it out of the hope zone. He's kicked two. And for just the second time ever, they're going to host a preliminary final in Adelaide. 11 years ago it was, and they've done it here in 2017. Right now, they're the favourites for the flag.
Yeah, look, it was a tough first week of the finals for GWS. We've got Dylan Scheel joining us now. G'day, Dylan.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad. I suppose a loss like that, mate, disappointing, but some sort of wake-up call?
Oh, look, yeah, obviously disappointing. It's just that at this point in time in the competition, it's probably the hardest match to play. Adelaide goes over in Adelaide. It's, they're the top side this season for a reason, and we definitely were shown that last weekend.
Dylan, the advantage of finishing in the top four, the advantage of all that consistency throughout the rounds, is the fact you get a second chance, and it's a great motivation. Revenge.
That's right. I mean, we had an opportunity at round 23 to win and finish on top of the ladder, but unfortunately we didn't. We didn't deserve that spot, but we did deserve a top four finish. And luckily we've got a second chance to redeem ourselves this weekend against the West Coast Eagles.
Mate, we're talking about Shane Mumford and Jeremy Cameron not being there. They're big holes to fill.
Yeah, they're key players. They've obviously been ruled out for the rest of the season, but. There's nothing we haven't experienced all throughout this season. We've been rattled with a few injuries, but we've had blokes come in all year and play their roles for the team, and we've been able to maintain a top four spot. So, I trust our list that we can get the job done still.
Mumford's tremendous in the middle, and even as a great team club man, and I imagine a real confidence booster for the youngsters. And then you've got Jeremy Cameron. Who makes up for the goals that he won't be able to kick on the weekend because he's not there, and he's been your best as far as goal kicking for the past few years?
Yeah, well, no doubt there are going to be some tough holes to fill, and that's why we've got our match committee. We'll obviously have some big conversations this week, and they'll be making some big decisions.
And what about Spotless Stadium, mate? Does it feel like a genuine home ground now? Is that going to be a huge advantage?
Yeah, look, we probably haven't performed the way we wanted to at Spotless Stadium this year. But in the last few years, we've really made it our home, and it's our sixth season in the competition now, and we're starting to get more Giants fans out there, and it's starting to become a real sort of a home ground advantage, for us, and when travelling teams come over.
What do you need to do better?
Lots of things. I'm not going to go into what we need to do better specifically, but I think, as any football observer will understand, that we need to play good footy over four quarters and not have these lapses in concentration and our form. And we see last weekend we really let Adelaide run all over us in that second quarter, and they were able to pile on a pretty heavy score in one quarter, and we were unable to get that back over the next half of footy. And that's probably been the story of our footy this season, is that we've had lapses in concentration over a quarter or 20 minutes, and teams have been able to stop our momentum or get some momentum of their own, and it's made our job difficult.
And the Swannies, mate, I'll ask a comment. I think Buddy's back from that thigh cork or whatever it is, but they're travelling nicely, aren't they? It's been a hell of a season for them.
Oh, yeah. Record-breaking season for them to come from the start they had to where they are now. They're a proud footy club, and the Giants, since our first season, they won the first. They won the premiership in our first season, so they've been the benchmark of what it takes to be a fantastic team in this competition, and they're clearly showing that already first week of finals, and were able to perform.
Dylan, do you match up well on the weekend against West Coast?
I think we do. Yeah, I think we can match up against any team. I don't really look into it too much, but you know, leave that to the coaches and like to the match committee to work out matchups. But I think out the Giants, we can play a really good brand of footy that can take it up to any team.
And how intense is the training this week?
It's intense. It's like, you know, there's obviously a lot of pressure and the intensity goes up in games, but coming with that, there's a lot more recovery required during finals. You know, a lot of players in these teams, they're playing the 24th, 25th game this weekend. So you can't really train too hard and overcook yourself for the upcoming game. So this time of year is really a lot about recovery and doing what you can do to get yourself in the best shape, you know, feeling the best you can for the upcoming game. Because it's not like you're going to get any fitter or any stronger this time of the year.
No. And, mate, final one from me. The two victories, I think it was round 10, round 22 you had over the West Coast, does that give you confidence? Does that prove that you've got their mettle? What happens there?
Oh, I don't think it proves anything. I definitely prefer to go into this finals game against West Coast knowing that we have beaten them twice a year rather than losing them. There's no doubt about that. That would help in psychology, but it's a whole new ballpark ball game this time around. This is finals footy, and you know, we've seen in the past that anything can happen in finals, but like the pressure goes up, and teams can handle the pressure. Teams can't handle the pressure. They only played off in a grand final a couple of years ago, so they know what it takes to get to the big stage. And they're a team that's had a lot of finals experience. So we're expecting an incredibly tough game coming up this weekend, and they're going to come over. You know, they're going to come over the whole of Australia, and they're going to bring it.
Yeah, they will, mate. We're right behind you. Both the Sydney teams, so play well.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Happy to have a chat this morning.
Good on you, GWS, and looking forward to that. Swanee's on a roll. Disappointment for GWS, but the consistency through the season should prove
still
them
alive.
To be favourites. They are favourites, right?
$1.42, red-hot favourites, mate. At Spotless Stadium there, the West Coast, $3. Now, that match is Saturday. 7:30 will be the bounce of the ball. $1.42 at tab.com.au, GWS, the West Coast, $3.